The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
As John stood with two of his disciples, Jesus passed, and John stared hard at him, saying, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. Jesus turned round, saw them following, said, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where do you live?" "Come and see," he replied. So they went and saw where he lived and stayed with him the rest of that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of these two who became followers of Jesus after hearing what John had said was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. Early next morning, Andrew met his brother and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ, and he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked hard at him, said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," meaning rock. The Gospel of the Lord. I think some of the wonders that we can see today on our screens are one of the marvels of our age, thinking of some of the nature programs that show us the amazing life and times and the feats of the animal creation. Or maybe, of course, the Great Barrier Reef, or the wonders of space and the unfolding galaxies that go on being discovered. I think we can see all that at the touch of a switch. And of course, with the internet, we can see and do even more, or in greater depth, or at our leisure. So what we can see. And when we're growing up, and not even then, sometimes when we're older, we're struggling to do something, to find out something. Somebody says, "Oh, let me show you the difficult bits. Let me show you. Someone else who knows, let me show you." Well, in a way, all that comes into play in the readings today. I just think it's amazing that the first words that Jesus says in St. John's Gospel, I mean, John constructs his Gospel very carefully. It's a very theological book, so that you may understand and that you may see who this is that he's talking about. Jesus' first words are, "What do you want?" I think he said it gently. You know, like a lot of these things, you could say it, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" You know, when you, and you don't say that to somebody you know, somebody you don't know, do you? Say somebody well, there's always coming up to you after something. But that words of invitation, "What do you want?" And they do come in this gospel at crucial moments. The first moment is that beginning of the Christ child that we adored now growing up, and the Lamb of God passing by, beginning of his ministry. Words we hear from him when in the garden of Gethsemane, as the soldiers come, "What do you want? Who are you looking for? Who do you seek?" And the same too on Easter Day to Mary, also in that different garden, the Easter garden. "Who are you looking for?" As it were, what do you want? Come and see. Having celebrated that great birth of that child, as I say, we're now in green time growing on to getting deeper into the mystery. And that's why the invitation today is to come and see. That call of the first disciples. And John is different from the other Gospels. He knows that the people have got Matthew, and they've got Mark, and you've got Luke, and they have their way of portraying how the first were called. John puts it all into one day, trying to explain that this is what God is doing, which is why it's linked today with the call of Samuel. Samuel doesn't understand, and goes back to Eli asking him what's going on, and Eli tells him he realizes in the end, this is God calling.
John the Baptist sees Jesus passing by. And as I say, it's a strange thing to say, look, there is the Lamb of God. You might say, there is Jesus of Nazareth. There is Jesus the Messiah. There is Jesus the son of Joseph and Mary, whatever. But no, he says, there is the Lamb of God. Words, of course, that we hear at every Mass. And so they follow him. What do you want? Come and see. The invitation. And what St. John wants you to grasp is that seeing, coming and seeing, is actually believing. It's not the same as believing, but come and see, come believe. Believing is seeing, or is seeing believing? That's enough of another phrase for a homily, but maybe something to reflect on. Is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? Because St. John wants you to understand that seeing, when you see, you then believe. Thomas saw and believed, my Lord and my God. Mary in the garden heard her name, she saw and she believed. And what the invitation for us is to come and spend time, not just today, but say it's 2012, some time in our year, to come see, grow deeper into who this Jesus is. There's wonderful stories in St. John's Gospel, the woman at the well of Samaria, the man that's born blind, the healing of Lazarus, the raising of Lazarus, that we get, of course, in year A in Lent. All how they moved from seeing Jesus, who they saw as today it's a rabbi, as a teacher, something like that, who went on the more they were with him to see, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet, to the end believing, my Lord and my God. And the invitation for us is to put some time aside, day by day, week by week, throughout the times, to just grow a little deeper into who this Jesus is. The crowds came and celebrated the birth, and the crowds we may not see again for a while. But it didn't say the crowds were with Jesus. It said just two or three, just a few, deeply into who this really is. You're here, and it's the Lord, as we say now in the prayer, summoned before him. He summoned you here. It's the Lord who calls. And John wants you to understand that. It's a call of God. We live in a world that tries to say there isn't a God, that we don't believe in it. And you read more and more bits in the papers and people, prominent people saying they don't believe and all that. John is saying, this is God's call to you. But it means spending some time with the Lord. Come and see. And they spent, it said, the rest of the day. Now, I'm not saying you've got the rest of the day, but it may be you need to find some time. Time to be with the Lord. Sometimes just time to sit and to be. Sometimes you have to discover there is an on-off switch to televisions and mobile phones and computers and all that. Because actually the Word of God comes to us in that quiet, comes to us in the Scriptures. And maybe we've got to spend some time being quiet, listening, talking, yes, but listening, reflecting on the day. Or maybe as the day is drawing to a close each day, just a few minutes sitting, reflecting over the day. And Lord, what's been in this day? What have you done in this day? What's the Lord calling? Because in a few minutes we're going to sing, as we did in the psalm, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. If you take nothing more away from this morning, maybe take that away. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. When you're standing at the bus stop waiting for the train, held up at the traffic lights, queuing wherever you are, just think, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. What are you saying to me? But when you do, you've then to discover what Andrew did. When you realize who this is, then the other task we have is go and tell others about him.